Just a little farther down the coast, there is a surviving population of sea otters in Monterey Bay, California. And that's where Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender, watched a mother and pup among the kelp.
In the narrowed channel, a mat of kelp or weed or salt grass floats along, without a notion of its own, captured by the absent-minded tug and turn of eddies at slack tide between the sandbars. It drifts closer, then shifts further, catching in a spiral of water, turning, turning, until recognition, mother and son, sea otter. The baby is newborn, 1 week, maybe two, round and wet, unable to fend for himself, cannot care for himself. His mother washing, scrubbing, rubbing, combing every inch of him. And when she finishes one end, working from the long, spiky fur of his tail, she turns him on the lazy Susan of her belly and starts all over the opposite way, from his sweet wet face on down. He opens his eyes. He has a sleepy look. She props him up on a cushion of water and dives, and comes back with a clam she breaks open and divides but does not share with him. He is too young. But soon. Then sea clam will be food to him, the taste he will follow all his life. When he is older and stronger and heavy enough, he will learn to follow her down and down to the cloudy bottom, and recognize the shapes and smells, and take a stone and crack the shell. There will be a lot to learn. He is lucky. She will, as mother otters do, take the time to teach him as much and as long as he needs.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.